Rinkitink in Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 1. The Prince of Pingaree. If you have a map of the Land of Oz handy, you will find that the great non-estic ocean washes the shores of the Kingdom of Rinkitink, between which and the Land of Oz lies a strip of the country of the Nome King and a sandy desert. The Kingdom of Rinkitink isn't very big, and lies close to the ocean, all the houses and the king's palace being built near the shore. The people live much upon the water, boating and fishing, and the wealth of Rinkitink is gained from trading along the coast and with the islands nearest it. 4 days' journey by boat to the north of Rinkitink is the island of Pingaree, and as our story begins here, I must tell you something about this island. At the north end of Pingaree, where it is widest, the land is a mile from shore to shore. But at the south end, it is scarcely half a mile broad. Thus, although Pingaree is 4 miles long from north to south, it cannot be called a very big island. It is exceedingly pretty, however, and to the gulls who approach it from the sea, it must resemble a huge green wedge lying upon the waters, for its grass and trees give it the color of an emerald. The grass came to the edge of the sloping shores. The beautiful trees occupied all the central portion of Pingaree, forming a continuous grove where the branches met high overhead, and there was just space beneath them for the cozy houses of the inhabitants. These houses were scattered everywhere throughout the island, so that there was no town or city, unless the whole island might be called a city. The canopy of leaves, high overhead, formed a shelter from sun and rain, and the dwellers in the grove could all look past the straight tree trunks and across the grassy slopes to the purple waters of the Nonestic Ocean. At the big end of the island, at the north, stood the royal palace of King Kitticut, the lord and ruler of Pingaree. It was a beautiful palace, built entirely of snow-white marble and capped by domes of burnished gold, for the king was exceedingly wealthy. All along the coast of Pingaree were found the largest and finest pearls in the whole world. These pearls grew within the shells of big oysters, and the people raked the oysters from their watery beds, sought out the milky pearls, and carried them dutifully to their king. Therefore, once every year...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?